Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Pete coming to you with Christmas card number 3 in the third week of Advent. Today we'll be discussing gifts. And what better place to go to some of the most famous gifts that we know of, the gifts of the wise men. So I'm going to go to Matthew 2, verse 9. After listening to the king, they went on their way. They are the Magi, or the wise men as we remember them. That was me. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures. They offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those are interesting gifts. And if we look at what they actually are, they're actually are quite treasures. They're actually very wealthy gifts to give. Gold, of course, we know about gold. I mean, gold is used in jewelry, and gold is used as a monetary support in treasuries, there's gold standard and that sort of thing. And gold is that way because, one, it's rare, and also because it's soft and malleable. It can be made into everything. It's beautiful to look at. And also, it does not rust. Gold doesn't rust. And it's very hard to destroy gold. There's only a couple of things there, and this is the chemist coming out, so I want to apologize that there's something called aqua regia, which means king of water, which is the solvent, which is a mixture of hydrochloric and nitric acid that will dissolve gold. And mercury, the metal mercury, will also dissolve gold. But other than that, it doesn't oxidize, it doesn't rust, it retains its beauty, and there are many things you can do with gold. And again, it is rare, so it is considered a great treasure. Myrrh was a very, very expensive spice that was used in the embalming procedures, and often only wealthy people or people would save up all their life to be able to afford the myrrh for when they were buried. And finally, frankincense. Frankincense is some of the coolest stuff. I've actually once got to smell actual frankincense, and it does have this very calming, peaceful effect on you. I mean, if you're into aromatherapy, I mean, frankincense is right up at the top of the list. Anyway, but it's very, very rare. It's so rare. I once saw this special on it. Frankincense can only be found in one place in the world. It's on this beach, the only beach in the world. I believe it's Yemen, which is on the south of Saudi Arabia, country of South Saudi Arabia. And the trees, they look like these gnarly. They look like they've been dyed. They're dead and twisted, and they're gnarly looking trees. And the sap that comes out of those trees is what they make frankincense from. And it's really crazy, crazy rare, because the only place in the whole wide world that it's found is on that one beach where those trees exist. Kind of a cool. So it's really, those gifts were really very expensive gifts, treasured and to be appreciated. Well, we know that the greatest gift that was ever given was the Lord Jesus Christ, that God himself became one of us. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What a gift. Well, I just recently heard a song. It was called Gratitude by artist Brandon Lake. And it was so beautiful to watch him sing. I don't really like very many male singers, but this guy sang in such a way that was so openly worship that it did bring tears to my eyes. Anyway, the chorus line says, "So I throw up my hands." I'm not going to sing. I'll give you that mercy. "So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, because all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah." Wow. What a line. And the way he sang it, like I said, if you get a chance to hear it, you got to be made of stone to not have that affect you in some way or another. Almighty God, who created all things. I mean, he created everything. What gift could he possibly need? Well, I looked up the definition of gift in Merriam-Webster. Generally, Merriam-Webster or the American Heritage Dictionaries are my favorite dictionaries, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, it's defined as, a gift is defined as something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation. Well, what gift does God desire? What does he desire? Well, remember in Christmas card one, I talked about the law of love and how what that law of love is. Remember, we have to understand something. Love, true love, actual love, cannot be compelled. You cannot be made to love, or it is not. It is not love. It doesn't work that way. I don't know if you ever saw that silly movie. What was it? Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey, where the supposedly God played by Morgan Freeman. Says, well, one thing you can't do is, the only thing you can't do is you can't make somebody love you. And then even he tried doing it and it didn't work. Well, that was actually a truth, believe it or not, listed in such a weird movie. Anyway, it can't be compelled. Well, if we look at the whole Bible tells us what God desires, what God wants from us. He desires our hearts. From Genesis to Revelation, God is telling us how much he desires our hearts. If you look at look at some of the people, some of the heroes of the faith, and look at even David himself, what a flawed man he was. But man, he gave his heart to God. And God said, he is a man after my own heart. Throughout the Old and throughout the New Testament, we see over and over again God crying out for our hearts. God recognizing a contrite heart, a broken and contrite heart. God seeing, looking away from the sin and seeing the desire of giving our hearts to him. Wow, that's the kind of gifts that we need to think about. That is the one gift our king desires, and coincidentally, it's the only gift we have to give that is fit for him, as the song says. Well, we go through these holidays, and this is one thing I've always complained about the holidays, is the have-tos. And you know what I mean. Have to give this. Have to be do a secret Santa at work. This person gave a gift to me, so I have to give a gift to them. Blah, 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 so on. The have-tos. Imagine, would you be disappointed if you received nothing for Christmas, even though you went to the trouble of getting everyone on your list a gift? Well, when you think about that, can that really be classified as a gift? When you give a gift as a have-to, even God doesn't want a have-to gift. Otherwise, if he wanted to have-to, he would have created us in a way that we just love him. You know, I mean, we have to love him, right? But we can't classify that as a gift. The Bible tells us that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. So let's not do the have to. If we're going to give a gift, let's give a gift because we want to give something from our heart, give something that says it doesn't matter who or what you are, what you've done. I don't have to give you this, and I don't want anything in return. As a matter of fact, isn't that why we celebrate Christmas? Because from now on, we don't have to be a slave to sin. We don't have to feel miserable all the time. We don't have to do all these things, except the only thing we have to do is believe and trust in God, the one who did give his life, the one who we are celebrating the advent of him coming to us as that greatest gift as ever. Let's think about that. Let's think about that as the gift. And when we give a gift, we're giving it with without compensation, without expecting something back. And if everyone, and let me explain something to you about a gift. A gift does not have to be, there's the have to again. It doesn't have to be something expensive or gaudy or outlandish or outrageous. Gift can just be your heart. A gift can just be a handshake. A gift can be compassion. A gift can be helping where help is needed. These are all gifts, and these are all the gifts that we're to live our lives, and that is why we celebrate Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Love you all. God bless you.